offensive foul, Wisconsin. I think they're going to get Tyler Wall here. As much as we talked about the ball popping before, not so much
it's
right
sticking.
Now. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin Basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And Wisconsin Basketball's postseason coverage is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. 15:40 left in the first half. We'll take a break. Northwestern 4, Wisconsin 2. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Saving money on your outdoor projects now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting Outdoor Motion Sensing Wall Lights. They bring on-demand bright illumination and add safety and security to your home. Right now, all decorative outdoor motion sensing lights are on sale. Good through March 17th. Hurry in to stroll through our lighting showroom or browse our extensive collection on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's a, like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
15:40 left in the first half. 4-2 Northwestern leads Wisconsin. John Blackwell making his way off the floor, I assume, toward the locker room area, accompanied by athletic trainer Brett Neuharth. As we play on, Luke Hunger in the lineup again at the top of the circle on the dribble against Nolan Winter. Now Bowie matched up with Kamari McGee in there for Wisconsin. Bowie with 10 to shoot, feeds Barnheiser, spin move in the lane, got tied up by Klesman, just ripped it away. Max Klesman with the defensive work. Max will bring it up the floor for Wisconsin. Klesman against Martinelli, and a three in the air from Max is good. There you go. Lids off the bucket. Klesman with a triple. Badgers lead 5-4.
Northwestern just goes under that screen because they want to pack it in, and because they went under it, Max took advantage of it.
Barnheiser up top, feeds Bowie, open three, left wing, splashed it. Bowie, a 43% shooter from distance.
Yeah, I don't want to leave him at that.
Just
going to throw that out there. Like, yeah. That might want you, that's the last time you want to leave him open.
That's a layup for him. Here's Kamari McGee, baseline right, the drive in traffic, pushed it up way too hard, no good. Hunger, the rebound for Northwestern. 7-5, the Wildcats, 5.5 minutes gone by. Marcus Silver will check in next whistle for Wisconsin. Bowie, another three, straight on, left it short, long rebound. Kamari McGee stepping in front of Smith for the rebound. McGee right sideline of the front court off a winter screen. Throws to Wall. Top of the circle. Turns to A.J. Storr. Baseline left. Driving on Martinelli to the rim. Layup good. It counts on a foul. A.J. Storr with the burst. And he has an and one.
Well, what he did was very simple. Not enough basketball players do. We said the ball was sticking for Wisconsin early. A.J. caught it. Ripped it and went baseline. Help side's not there because it was such a quick rip to the baseline. All of a sudden, the help side comes a little bit. The defender that you've beaten was on the hip. You get a chance for an and-one opportunity.
Nick Martinelli called for the foul. Tied at 7. 14-13 left in the half. Storr's free throw is good. There's 3 points for A.J. Storr. 8-7 Wisconsin with 14-10 left in the first half. Rich Barnheiser, the junior out of Lafayette, Indiana, the front court against Max Klesman. Right at the Big Ten logo. A throw to Bowie off the screen. Open three left of the circle. Good again. Bowie with a couple of threes. 10-8 Wildcats. 13:55 left in the half. Marcus Silver on the floor for Wisconsin. In for Tyler Wall. Now it's A.J. Storr, top of the arc. Storr against Bowie. A.J. backing him down. Turns low on the left. Lifted up way too hard. No good. Barnheiser the rebound. Bowie to the front court for the Wildcats. A pull-up three straight on, and he is hot. Three threes in a row for Boo Bowie. Timeout, Greg Gard. Five-point lead, Northwestern at 13-8. 30-second timeout taken by Gard.
And it's very simple. In transition, you have to locate Boo Bowie. The first three came because of lack of communication. The second three came because there was a down screen. Wisconsin didn't get through that down screen. They got hung up. Now, you know, Greg wanted the offensive foul for the moving screen, which might have happened by Blake Smith, but you still got to fight through it. Didn't fight through it. Now Boo's feeling good, and in transition, you don't locate him. That's not good news if you're a Wisconsin fan, because Boo Bowie's going to make you pay for that.
Yeah, Kamari went right under Luke Hunger, and that is easy money for Boo Bowie. Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. 13:36 left in the first half. Northwestern 13, Wisconsin 8. The Badgers 3 of 11 from the field. Boo Bowie is 3 of 4 from the three-point line. John Blackwell back in there for Wisconsin, and a whistle as we have one of the arena workers just did a face plant. The young woman who's wiping up the floor and trying to get off the floor. Down she went. Gets up and with a red face running backstage. It's like, get me out of here.
Regroup and get me out is right.
A.J. Storr inbounds to Blackwell. Out front. Ryan Lambert defending him. Now it's Crowell top of the circle. A give to Max Klesman with Bowie on him. Klesman high on the right. Surveys the Northwestern defense. Flips it to Storr. Blasting off the left wing. In the lane. Scoops it up. Wide left. No good. Barnheiser the rebound. Just getting it out of control. Barnheiser off a Hunger screen at the free throw line. A step in the lane. Contested jumper. Good and one. They'll get Klesman for the foul. Barnheiser the bucket. And it's 15-8 Northwestern.
And bad offense usually results in that. And it stayed in the middle half. And then A.J. tried to drive on that. The help side's already loaded up. You're not going to be able to finish through that. Right now, the ball is pounding way too much. Yesterday, that ball was popping. And when I say popping, it's you're passing, you're sharing with each other. Pounding is the dribble too much. And we're seeing that now. Part of that is we haven't seen Chucky yet today, so I think there's some of that going on. You get Max at the point guard. Now Max, you know, gets subbed out. And I think it's just pounding way too much. You got to get it moving.
Barnheiser makes the free throw. Connor is Sejan in the lineup for Wisconsin now for Klesman. 16-8 Northwestern. 9-point run for the Wildcats. Sejan throwing to Crowell right of the circle. 13 minutes left in the first half. Badgers stuck on 8. Wall throwing to Storr on the right wing. A.J. left-hand dribble. Down the lane he goes. One pump up left-hand good. Nice patient work from Storr. And it's 16-10 Northwestern.
He played off 2 feet on that one.
Wildcats one ends at 9. Bowie out front against Blackwell. Throwing to Preston right of the circle. Preston a dribble. Gives it back to Bowie. Wants a screen from Preston. He'll use it. Right foul line extended. Runs it up off the glass and in. Lee Bowie doing a lot of heavy lifting early on. 18-10 Northwestern. 12:18 left in the first half. Blackwell picked up the dribble near the right sideline in front of the Northwestern bench. A pass for Crowell. Finds Wall down the lane. Lost the handle. Saved by Smith. He tapped it to Preston. Turnover Wisconsin.
What a play by Blake Smith.
That was a terrific play by him. Bowie off the Preston screen. Blackwell working over it. Bowie still open. Left side three. Nails it again. His third three. 21-10 Northwestern with 11:50 left in the first half.
16 in the first 8 minutes for Boo.
Yikes.
Oof.
Here's Blackwell out high for Wisconsin. Stops top of the circle. Hounded by Bowie. Gives off the Wall. Badgers down 11. With 11:35 left in the half. A step back three and a foul called on Barnheiser as Storr trying to launch a long one from three-point range. Turns into a three-shot foul. It's the first foul on Barnheiser. as we're at the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Citgo, top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:34 left in the first half. Northwestern 21, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics, who reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And our coverage of Badger basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. The Boo Booey Show in full effect. He has 16 of Northwestern's 21 points. 11:34 left of the first half. Wildcats 21, Wisconsin 10.
And how does a guy get going with 16 points early on? One, you lose him and don't communicate. So he makes the first one. Then he comes down and down screen, and he's got another option for a wide open look. Now he's feeling it. And we've said this a lot. Now, recently during the stretch, we've said that a lot about bigs getting going. We haven't said a lot about guards getting comfortable. But now Wisconsin has their hands full with Boo Booey. What do you do to try to take him out of that? I think first it's got to come on the offensive end, man. You've got to run better offense.
Yes.
Run better offense. Then on the defensive end, don't have those lapses. We knew this was going to be a half-court game. That's what Northwestern wants to do. You've got to guard, and you've got to communicate through their actions. And we haven't seen that, and we've seen bad offense on the other end.
Just checking us out here. Chucky Hepburn not in the lineup. Official word, lower body injury, can play if needed. Has not appeared in the game yet. You've got Wall, Crow, Klesmet, Asijan, and A.J. Storr. And Storr will be at the free throw line for two shots. Or make that three shots, as he was fouled by Brooks Barnheiser going into the media break. First attempt for Storr is good.
Which was one of those no, 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 yes shots, because it wasn't a great three-point look for A.J. Could have gone the other way, but gets fouled, and now maybe this settles down this Wisconsin offense a little bit.
Second of three will bounce out. No good for Storr. He's an 81.5% free throw shooter. This run for Northwestern right now is 14-3. A.J. has split the first two free throws. The third is on the way, and it's straight through. So make it 21-12, the Wildcats. 11:33 in counting left in the first half. Boo Booey against Max Klesmet, throwing to Ryan Langborg. High on the left, brings it to the right against Connor Asijan. Langborg gives it up to Hunger. Back to Langborg. Left foul line extended. Jumper is good. He averages 12.5 a game, does the Princeton transfer. 23-12 Northwestern. 11:08 left in the first half. Klesmet throwing to Asijan right of the circle. Connor shovels it inside. Crowd catches. One pump. Puts it on the deck. Goes up and in with the right hand. Flipped it off the glass and through.
About 10 minutes too late.
Yes.
But okay, offensively now a little bit better. Now can you defend at a better level?
23-14 Northwestern. Hunger hands off the Langford. Chased by his Sejan. Langford steps back. He'll try a three. And that bangs off the rim. No good. Rebound A.J. Storr. 10:38 left in the half. 23-14 Northwestern. Storr throws to Klesman. Max off the right wing. Now Crowell. Open three. Straight on. Straight through for Steven Crowell. Who's a 47% three-point shooter coming into the game. Badgers within six.
And he catches it in rhythm and shoots it versus the first three he took, which was hesitation.
23-17 Northwestern. Barnheiser at the top, finds a curling buoy. Back to Barnheiser, top of the circle. Crowell in the defensive stance, works over the Hunger screen. A step back mid-range jumper. Front rim, no. Martinelli, the offensive rebound, whips it inside. Barnheiser catches, low on the left, retreats to the wing. Dribbles off the wing against Crowell. Into the lane, kicks to Martinelli, baseline right. Probes, now in the lane, throws it up left hand, off the rim, no good. Rebound tapped into the hands of A.J. Storr. He's off to the races in Storr, got too fast, got picked away by Boo Booey, and a whistle and a foul called. Looks like they're going to get Connor Esegin for the foul, and they will. Well, A.J. was just trying to dribble through a lot of traffic there, and Boo Booey took advantage of the opportunity and picked A.J.'s pocket. He's going to come out. Storr will. Blackwell is in. McGee in for Esegin.
That was a big transition opportunity there for Wisconsin. I don't mind A.J. attacking, but when you see that they've got you set, pull that thing out. It's a really good pick by Boo, by the way.
Yeah, it was. Bowie inbounds to Blake Smith. 9:47 left in the half. Northwestern leads 23-17. Bowie in the lane. Bumped, but through and away. There was contact. Klesman helping close the door. Bowie throws it out of bounds. Turnover, Northwestern.
And you're not going to see a lot of turnovers from this Northwestern team. Number one in the Big Ten as far as how many times they turn that over.
Yes, seventh best nationally in turnover percentage. Steven Crowell throwing to Klesman at the left point. Max loops it into Tyler Wall against Smith. Left of the lane. Tyler trying to go to work. Draws the double out to Crowell. Rotates McGee. A flip to Blackwell. Three shot. Right pocket. Back rim no good. Rebound Barnheiser in Northwestern.
Good look though.
A good ball movement on the possession. 9:15 left in the half. 23-17 the Wildcats. Bowie against McGee. Bowie with 16 points early on. Puts it on the deck. The floater in the lane. Off the rim and out. No good. Rebound Crowell for Wisconsin. He'll leave it for McGee. Kamari glides to the offensive end on the left side. Takes it to the top. Throws the wall. Turns to Klesman. High on the right. Max for three. Right of the circle. Good. Second three. Bowie on the floor. Wall on the floor. Bowie looks shaken up right now. As the Badgers have pulled to within three, but Boo Booey is slow to get up. A 30-second timeout taken here, I believe by Northwestern, as Boo Booey
is still hands on knees. It's still feeling it. What happened is there was a screen action. Tyler Wall rolled out of that. Blake Smith tripped Tyler Wall, accidental. And then when Tyler fell down, rolled over Boo as Boo was trying to come in and tag him.
So a 30-second timeout taken by Chris Collins. 8:53 left in the half. It's 23-20. Northwestern's lead down to three. The Badgers now on an 8-point run. Max Klesman with a couple of triples here to try to get Wisconsin going. So Bowie on the bench, athletic trainer for Northwestern taking a look at him. That left leg, a problem for the all-Big Ten player and Northwestern's all-time leading scorer. Langborg, Barnheiser, Hunger, Martinelli, and Smith, the five of the four for the Wildcats. Martinelli against Blackwell, throws to Hunger, top of the circle. He's with Nolan Winter. Now Brooks Barnheiser outside right. He'll toss it to Smith. Refeeds Barnheiser. 13 on the shot clock. Barnheiser off the screen. Snaps off a three. Front rim no. Rebound tipped and gathered by Nolan Winter. 23-20 Northwestern. 8:28 left in the half. Klesman off a high screen from Wall. Right hand toss Winter. He'll throw it over to Kamari McGee. High on the right. Snaps at the Wall. Flips it to Mac Klesman against Barnheiser. Bounce past Wall. Left of the lane. Wall against Langford. Single coverage at the moment. Backing his wall, whistle, foul called inside Langborg. trying to body up against Wall. That's two on Ryan Langbord as Marcus Silver is set to come back in for Wisconsin, replacing Wall. And A.J. Storr will be re-entering as well. Also for Northwestern, Jordan Clayton will check in for Langbord, who sits down with two fouls. Both of these coaches reluctant to leave guys on the floor with two fouls in the first half. Inbounds pass to Winter, throws to Blackwell high on the left. Now it's Storr outside right. Clayton comes out on him. A little screen from Winter. A throw to Ilver. Turns to Blackwell left side. Eight to shoot. Winter right of the circle. A toss to McGee. Five to shoot. Kamari penetrates in the lane. Low on the left. Layup good. Kamari McGee with a good take. Badgers within one. 7:50 left in the first half. 23-22 Northwestern. 10-point run for Wisconsin. Clayton out high. Hands off to Martinelli. And hassled by Blackwell. Now it's Luke Hunger, top of the circle. Right of the lane. Backing down on Winter. A little dig from McGee. A throw to Clayton. Bounce pass left corner. Smith. Three in the air. Air ball. Caught weak side by Ilver. And here comes John Blackwell for Wisconsin with 7:23 left in the half. 23-22 the Wildcats. Winter hands off to McGee. Top of the arc. Kamari turns to the right. He'll throw it to Winter. Sends it back out to A.J. Storr. Storr right side. Baseline right. In the lane. Up right hand. Good. A.J. Storr gives Wisconsin the lead. 24-23.
Wisconsin a 14-2 run with change in the defense and the intensity on that end.
7 minutes left in the first half. Badgers fans stirring it up. Barnheiser outside left against Marcus Silver. A bounce intended for Martinelli. Stolen away. Blackwell lobs it ahead to Ilver. Marcus down the lane. Up right hand. No, but a foul. Oh, what work by John Blackwell as we're at the under eights media timeouts. Shots of basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. And today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 6:46 left in the first half, Wisconsin 24, Northwestern 23. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you by UW Health, the sports medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. A 12-point run for Wisconsin. Badgers 24, Northwestern 23. 6:46 left in the first half with Marcus Ilver stepping to the foul line.
I think early on, Matt, Wisconsin did not concentrate on getting the ball in the post, into the paint. Different ways of doing it, off the drive, post entries, all that. finally they have a little bit. They've been able to get stops. Then they've been able to find ways to get the ball. 12 points in the paint for Wisconsin compared to Northwestern's 4.
Boo Booey back in there for the Wildcats after being shaken up a couple of minutes ago. Ilver at the line, and he hits the first. His second attempt of the season. And again, we've been talking about Marcus. They've been trying to get a little bit more offensive punch off the bench. And he's been coming in for Tyler Wall primarily as he hits both free throws. And he's a capable three-point shooter, but it's been a struggle for him. Saw the ball go through a hoop late in the Purdue game, a little thing that maybe isn't so little in the long run. 26-23, Wisconsin. Blake Preston at the top of the circle. Holds, still holds. Gives it up to Martinelli on the right wing. Left hand dribble to the line. In the lane, up left hand, good. He is a heavy lefty guy.
Just you can't let him get there. Yep. It just, you know that.
26-25, Wisconsin. 6:15 left till halftime. Marcus Ilver bounces A.J. Stork. Quick turn baseline. Push it up in traffic. No good. Martinelli the rebound.
And that's where if A.J. just plays off at 2 feet, now all of a sudden he realizes that help side's there.
Boo Booey throws to Martinelli. On the right side against Marcus Ilver. Martinelli starting to back. Mid-post right. Still backing in the lane. Turns up left hand. Back rim. No good. Rebound Nolan Winter. Good rip as he was able to get it away from Blake Preston. Max Klesman left side. Right hand toss to Ilver. He'll feed A.J. Store. Right wing. Driving to the rim. Tried to dunk. Missed. But a foul. Ooh, some bad intentions from A.J. Store as he will head to the free throw line. Blake Preston with his second foul. Well, Badger fans well aware of the highlight material that A.J. can provide. And was intending to send one down hard, but Preston had other ideas. He'll make A.J. earn it at the foul line. First free throw is good.
And there wasn't a lot of contact, but enough to get to the free throw line. And again, it goes back to where's A.J.'s strength? Get to the bucket. Attack, attack, attack.
It's the first free throw. Badgers subbing. Crowell, Wall, Blackwell, Klesman, and Store out there for Wisconsin. 27-25 the Badgers, 5:44 left in the half. Second free throw, A.J., is good. They get 28-25 Wisconsin. Score with 11 here in the first half of play. Brooks Barnheiser at the top. He'll throw to Smith. Stops right wing. Tossed it back out to Barnheiser. Tyler Wall defending. He'll send it to Boo Booey. Shot fake. Dribbles off the left wing. Store picking him up. Booey in the paint. Lobs it out to Smith to the right side. 8 to shoot. Smith on the attack. Knocked away. And a foul is called.
You know, Jeffrey Anderson with the call there. I actually think it was a foul, even though from where Greg and the bench is looking, they said no. Steve, I believe, reaches down on this live. It looked like he came down. Now, we're going to see the replay here very soon. But if he just stays straight up and straight down and doesn't reach down, yep. I mean, that's where it is.
Like, he lost verticality.
He has to.
Yep.
Like, I mean, he has, like, other than that, it was that, but it was a foul.
Yep. Blake Smith missing the first free throw. He is 8 of 13 at the foul and averages about 3 points a game. Had 11 in a game against Iowa. 6 points, 5 boards in his first start that he had against Maryland. Missed both free throws. Second one is secured by Stephen Crowell. 28-25 Wisconsin with 5:15 left in the first half. Klesman throwing a Wall, rotates right wing for Store. A.J. picked up the dribble, loops at the Wall, right wing. Wall against Booey. Now the double from Luke Hunger. Tyler throws to Crowell. Now A.J. left of the lane, attacking to the rim, up and in with the right hand. They get 30-25 Wisconsin, 4:53 left in the half.
If he does that, good luck trying to stop his quick attacks.
Booey out front for Northwestern. Shakes in the lane, into heavy traffic, and a wide pass. Nice grab by Martinelli on the left wing. Keep the possession alive. A throwback to Booey. Left side in front of the Wisconsin bench. Crowding him is Klesman. Booey, left corner three. Off the rim, nose. Store the rebound for Wisconsin. A.J. on the run. Right of the lane. Hits the brakes and dragging both feet. In fact, he walked to the ball. Turnover, Wisconsin. Greg Gard, hands on hips, turns and walks the other way.
Well, and you don't mind the initial push, but if it's not there,
yep,
just pull it out. Yep. Possessions are valuable in March.
4:18 left in the first half, 30-25, Wisconsin. Luke Hunger out front. Hunger throwing to Langborg right of the circle and a whistle off the ball. And it looks like Tyler Wall is going to get hit with his second foul.
And Hunger rolls on that. And Tyler does a good job of tagging, but just a little too much. Be there with the body, but not over physical. And I know now you're getting really picky with that. I understand. Because you want to be tight. We've talked a lot about it.
Two fouls for Tyler, so unlikely we would see him the rest of the half. 4:10 left in it. Bowie inbounds the Langboard. He's with Storr. Throws it out to Luke Hunger, left of the circle. Hunger, a hard collision with Klesman. Now give it up to Brooks Barnheiser, and he is fouled by Marcus Ilver out on the left wing, and that'll be the first on Ilver. As we're at the four-minute media timeout, call it all Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 4 minutes left in the half. Wisconsin 30, Northwestern 25. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Fans, listen to coverage of the NCAA Championships on the Varsity Network app, powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage along with most school broadcasts through a multicast option that's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. 4 minutes left in the first half. Wisconsin 30, Northwestern 25. The Badgers' run now is at 18-2.
And it's still only a five-point game.
What happens when you're down 11?
right? I mean, and that's what it is. You have that slow start. Now with 4 minutes left, you're up by five. Close out this half the right way. Part of that was with Boo Booey on the bench because of the knocked knee situation there. The other part of it, Wisconsin has really focused on getting the ball inside.
Brooks Barnheiser at the line for a 1-1. He earns the bonus. That was team foul number 7. Both teams in the bonus now. Barnheiser with his fourth point as he knocked down the first free throw. The lead is 4 for Wisconsin. Second attempt, Barnheiser straight through. 30-27, Wisconsin. It's Ilver, Klesman, Storr, Crowell, and Blackwell out there for the Badgers. And Klesman will be greeted at midcourt by Boo Booey as Max will set the offense for Wisconsin. Klesman gives it up to Storr, right sideline. Around a high screen from Crowell. To the top of the arc goes AJ. Kills the dribble, flips it to Klesman high on the left. Hits it inside. Crowell catches. Hunger defending. The double from Barnheiser. Retreating is Crowell in the left corner. Needs help. Finds Storr. 5 to shoot. AJ, a step back 3. Left corner. Short, no good. Rebound, Boo Booey of Northwestern. Badgers up 3. 3.5 minutes left in the half. Booey off a high screen from Hunger, driving right of the lane. In the paint, runs it out. They work to Barnheiser, open 3 left side, short. Rebound, batted around, gathered by Max Klesman.
Good defensive possession. Multiple closeouts, which Wisconsin was able to get.
Marcus Ilver up top. Wilbert whipped it inside, caught by Blackwell. Now feeds Crowell low on the right, missed it inside. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Blackwell of Wisconsin. And now Kamari McGee will come in for Wisconsin, replacing A.J. Storr. 3:04 left in the half, 30-27 Wisconsin.
Wisconsin on the defensive end has really done a good job. I know Northwestern's down a little bit. Boo's been able to get in the paint, spray some shooters, and they've done a good job of closing out.
Boo with 16 points. He had 16 in the first 21 for Northwestern. Boo against Klesman. Dribbles to the right elbow. Brings it back out with Pete for Longboard. Sends it to Hunger for three. Left side. That's short, no good. Rebound Blackwell. Hunger will shoot the three, but he's 6-for-26 this season.
Capable, but not the shot Northwestern wanted there.
Here's Steven Crowell, double teamed off the right block. Dribbles to the right corner, trying to get out of traffic. Finds Klesman, wide open three, left side, off the rim, no good. Rebound Blackwell, a collision, knocked out of bounds, and they'll say last touch by Northwestern. Wow.
And Chris, wow, is right. Chris Collins has the look of, there's nothing there?
Yeah, Martinelli went down hard. That was a heck of a collision, and no foul called. So put 20 on the clock, on the shot clock. 2:24 left in the half. 30-27 Wisconsin. McGee inbounds to Crowell near the left corner. Sends it back out to Max Klesman. Klesman matched up with Barnheiser. High screen Crowell. Klesman throws it to Stevie. Left side three on the way. Book it. Steven Crowell, his second three-point hit. Six-point lead Wisconsin.
And that gives that offense so much more space to operate.
33-27 Wisconsin. 2 minutes left in the half. Bowie off the screen. Slips it to Barnheiser down the lane. Up right hand. No good. Rebound tapped out to Blackwell. Johns up to the front court. Slowing things down. Waiting for the right numbers. He'll play 5-on-5. It's Crowell catching at the midcourt logo. Stevie, a handoff to Kamari McGee. McGee outside right. 15 to shoot. Crowell top of the arc. A handoff to Blackwell against Barnheiser. Behind the back on the dribble. Blackwell in the lane. Pivots, fades, flips. Tough shot. No good. Rebound Northwestern and Langbord. 1:30 left in the half. 33-27 Wisconsin. Bowie against Klesman. Bowie out between the circles. Near that midcourt logo. Martinelli looking to set a screen. Bowie will glide to his left off the screen. Left of the lane finds Martinelli in the paint. 10-footer, no good. Rebound tap. Martinelli pulls it down. Lost it. Got it back. Kick out to Langbord for three. Up top off the rim, no good. Rebound loose. Hunger could not control. Again, bodies banging around. It goes out of bounds to Wisconsin. And Nolan Winter. Yeah, he's going to check in, but nope. You got Ilver, McGee, Blackwell, Crowell, and Klesman out there for Wisconsin. 1:05 left in the half, 33-27 Northwestern trail, Wisconsin leading Northwestern.
And Wisconsin dodges some bullets from Northwestern, missing a couple of layups last couple of times down.
Max Klesman, under a minute left in the half, shovels it inside. Crowell catches, left shoulder turn, up with the right hand, back iron no good. The rebound of Barnheiser with 50 seconds left in the half. 6-point lead, Wisconsin. Bowie. Off the floor, inside the left elbow, double team, knocked away, stolen by Blackwell. Here comes John front court, right of the lane, Euro step in the lane, goes up, no good. Rebound Luke Hunger of Northwestern with 34 seconds left in the half. 33-27 Wisconsin. Barnheiser left side, sends it back out to Boo Bowie. About a 7-second difference, shot the game clock. Game clock at 22 seconds left in the half, 6-point lead Wisconsin. Chris Collins says put it in motion. Bowie against Blackwell. Shot clock at 8. Now it's Hunger right of the circle. Hands it back to Bowie right of the lane. Crowell trying to defend. Hooks a pass to Hunger. Mid-range jumper is good for Luke Hunger. 7 seconds left in the half. 33-29 Wisconsin. 3 seconds with 2. With 1. Klesman for 3. Counts if it goes. It's off the left side iron. No good. And the first half has come to an end. Well, the Badgers started poorly. Got on a run. They'll lead by 4 going into the locker room.
Well, like you said, got off to a slow start, but leading by 4. Defensively, they've locked in, doing a good job. Offensively, better play, moving the ball a lot better the last 15 minutes of that half.
Halftime in Minneapolis. Our coverage of Wisconsin basketball in the postseason is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. At the break, Wisconsin 33, Northwestern 29. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
Anderson.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station. Halftime, the Twin Cities Big Ten quarterfinal game, Wisconsin 33, Northwestern 29. The Wildcats missed seven of their last eight shots. That's the good news if you're a Badger fan. The bad news is Wisconsin missed seven of its last eight.
Well, and you look at this team, Wisconsin defensively better, found each other, played off each other on the defensive end. They only give up 6 points over the last 11 minutes. They're playing as a unit. And they're finding Boo-Boo, which is going to help there a little bit as well. Locate him, make somebody else beat you. They've done that over those last couple of possessions, last 11 minutes. So, sure.
They sure didn't find him early, those 16 points out of the first 21. But the Badgers lead by four at the half, 33-29. Coming up is our halftime conversation, presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Hey, Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We'll be right back.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At the half, Wisconsin 33, Northwestern 29. Boo Booey with 16 points for the Wildcats. A.J. Storr has 13 for Wisconsin. Brian, in a second game, particularly after you win the first game decisively, and yesterday was very decisively, and Wisconsin started slowly today. The more I think about it, the less surprised maybe I should be, because it's going to, that kind of thing can happen, right?
No question. And it did surprise, what surprised me was why they started slow. Not that they started slow, but it was an outside jump shot, outside jump shot, outside jump shot. And then they finally get the ball inside. They score a little bit. And then now all of a sudden that offense and the ball is moving a little bit better, and you've got it under control. We heard John talk about it. John Black will talk about it after the game. He goes, defensively, when we're getting stops, our offense is better. Well, we kind of saw that a little bit. Defensively, they locked in. They got Boo Booey under control when those last 11 minutes turned it around on the defensive end, and then we saw it kind of get going offensively. But the focus, again, was to continue to try to get that ball inside. Play through the post. That's when you'll get your threes. But defensively, I was really impressed with those last 11 minutes.
Yeah, they really dialed in. And in fact, the only Wildcat to make a three is Boo. Boo Boo, he's 4 of 6. Everybody else is an 0 for. Be an interesting little tester for John Blackwell offensively, because he shoots it very efficiently. He's 0 of 6 in the first half. And he also got banged up early. He was, you know, kind of wincing, grabbing his ankle, but has played through that. We'll pick up on that as we continue with our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Wisconsin leads Northwestern at the half, 33-29, and we'll continue in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Known for their durability and performance, ANCO wiper blades are the reliable choice for your vehicle's windshield. ANCO effectively clears the rain, snow, and debris with ease. You want dependable visibility? Then choose the trusted choice, ANCO, for smooth, streak-free wiping action. Easy to install and compatible with almost all models. That's ANCO brand wiper blades. Now on sale at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. Where your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry reported total sales.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half, Wisconsin 33, Northwestern 29. Just picking up the point on John Blackwell. He's been gritting through it. Has a couple of steals, doing work defensively. He hasn't seen the ball go through the basket, though, so that's a good tester for it. I think if there's a freshman who can handle it, I think Wisconsin has that guy in John Blackwell.
His moxie's pretty good as far as what he needs to do. Now, the question will be at the point guard position. We still have not seen Chuck yet. He's available if needed. Hasn't really needed him that first half. What does that do, Max Klusman, in that point guard position? position, John Kamari. Let's see how that plays out in the second half.
Yeah, I got 9 minutes plus out of Kamari McGee. Connor Asijan came in briefly, about 3 minutes or so, and that's how they've worked it here in the first half of play as Wisconsin leads Northwestern by a score of 33-29. We'll check out some of the first half stats as our halftime coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond. If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's Feinste Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
At the half, Wisconsin 33, Northwestern 29. As we check out some of the first half stats, the Badgers 11 of 29 for the field, 38%, 4 of 11 from distance. Stephen Crowell 2 out of 3, Max Klesman 2 out of 4. Wisconsin 7 of 8 at the foul line. Northwestern, after a hot stretch courtesy of Boo Booey, they end up about 36% from the floor, 10 of 28, 4 of 12 from long range, 5 of 7 at the foul line. Badgers a plus 3 on the glass, 14 to 6. In favor of Wisconsin, points in the paint, bench points 4-0 in favor of Wisconsin. 6 assists, 5 turnovers for the Badgers, 6 assists and 5 turnovers for the Northwestern Wildcats. A.J. Storr with 13, Max Klesman with 6, Stephen Crowell has 10, 2 apiece for Kamari McGee and Marcus Silver. Bowie with 16 to pace Northwestern, Butch Barnheiser 5 points, a like number of rebounds. 4 points for Nick Martinelli, and 2 for Luke Hunger, 2 for Ryan Langbourne. At the half, Wisconsin 33, Northwestern 29. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
We get ready for the second half. Wisconsin 33, Northwestern 29. Well, Brian, you mentioned before the game it was going to be very physical, and you're right. A lot of, and they're, for the most part, you know, a lot of fouls were called, but a lot of others were not. They've been letting them play here, haven't they?
For sure, and I think that's the biggest thing now is how do you handle it? Because there's going to be a couple of questionable calls just with the physicality that there is.
Probably get tighter.
That's what's,
right?
I mean, yeah, and yeah. That's what's going to happen. And there's going to be a questionable call that goes against you. What is your response? How do you handle that? That's, I think, the biggest thing that I look at. Because it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Because the physicality is not going to stop. That's what Northwestern needs to do. They know what they need to do. Boo has 16. The rest of the team has not really joined in, correct? So that's the way they're going to have to play. And Northwestern has found ways to win close games. So if you're Wisconsin, continue to guard at an elite level down on this end, which we haven't said a whole lot about Wisconsin, then offensively keep moving that ball and make Northwestern, you know, play defense for longer stretches.
Those who need to be careful early in the second half, Tyler Wall, he has two fouls. Ryan Langborg and Blake Preston, each with two for the Wildcats. Northwestern will have the first possession of the second half. Original starting five for both teams. For the Badgers, that means John Blackwell getting his first career start. Chucky Hepburn has not played. Official word is he could, if needed, lower body injury. The official terminology. So there you go.
Did they steal that from hockey? Is that where it came back from? Big old hockey.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Boo Booey to the front court. Second half under you, big hockey guy.
No, oh, big hockey. Yeah. Red light, blue line, red line.
That's pretty good knowledge there, Doc Amrick. It's pretty good. Here's Luke Hunger at the top of the circle. Little hand off the Langborg. Slips it back to Hunger. Low on the left. Moving in on Crowell. Lost the handle. Got it back. And sends it back out to Barnheiser off the right wing. In the lane, he'll pivot. Up right hand. Good. And to earn that. He has seven. Northwestern within two.
Had to earn that entire wall. Lucky he didn't get that third.
Mm-hmm. Opening minutes, second half, 33-31, Wisconsin. Klesman throwing to Crowell at the top. Hunger is on him at the three-point line. A feed for score into Wall, mid-post right. Double by Hunger and Boo Booey. Tyler turns baseline, pushed it up over everything. Crowell, the rebound, back up and in. Worked like a pass. Crowell has 12. 35-31, Wisconsin, about a minute gone by in the second half.
That's where advantage, you know, Wisconsin has is on the glass.
Nick Martinelli throwing to Hunger at the top of the circle. Crowell lays off of him. A hand off the Langborg. Right elbow jumper off the bounce. Around it out, no good. Rebound tipped, and it is last touch by Northwestern. To belong to Wisconsin, Kelly Pfeiffer first inadvertently pointing the wrong way. Knew he made a mistake. Not his first rodeo. He corrected it.
Yeah, Langborg with a quiet, quiet game so far. He's had some open shots, and he usually doesn't miss them.
He averages 12 and a half a game. He has two so far. Klesman lost his balance, lost the ball left of the lane. It's loose. Martinelli knocked loose by Blackwell, but Booey is there. And here comes Boo Booey to the top of the circle. Whips it up high, pulled down by Langborg, right wing in front of the Wildcats bench. He'll send it back to Booey. Minute and a half into the second half, 35-31 Wisconsin. Booey off the Barnheiser screen, rocks the dribble against Max Klesman. Now he'll leave it for Martinelli. To the top of the arc, going to Barnheiser, stamps off a three, left side, back rim no good. Rebound Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin. Klesman brings it up the floor for the Badgers against Booey, high on the right. Klesman up it inside, a throw to Crowell, top of the arc. Stevie dribbles to his left, gives it to A.J. Storr. Slips it back to Crowell, left of the lane. Hunger defending, the double from Barnheiser. Skip past Blackwell, turns to Klesman, right point. Max for three over Langborg, got it. Third three of the day for Max Klesman, 38-31 Wisconsin.
Big time three there, gives Wisconsin a little bit more breathing room.
17:40 remaining in this quarterfinal game. The winner plays Purdue tomorrow at noon. Rich Barnheiser, top of the circle. Bounce pass to a curving Langborg. Feeds Martinelli. The floater is good with the left hand for the right block.
And Northwestern's going to start to make some of those shots.
Yes.
They've missed a good amount of those early on. Your Wisconsin, keep putting pressure on it.
Klesman, another three up top. Too long, no good. Barnheiser, the rebound.
Bad shot.
Yeah, it was really early. 38-33, Wisconsin. Barnheiser got away from Max. He's in the lane. He'll pivot, and it's knocked loose. They're pointing to Max Klesman reaching in, and that will be his second foul. 17:09 to play, 38-33 Wisconsin.
I was trying to be nice to Max, but that was just a horrible shot.
That was.
Should not
shot.
Have had. Yeah, one of those you don't. You'll see that in film tonight.
Boo Booey. Inbounds pass near half court for Nick Martinelli. Martinelli defended by Blackwell behind the back on the dribble, and then Blackwell got into him too tight, and that's foul number two on John Blackwell.
Matt, and this is a game as a player. They're letting you play, so you're going to be physical, but there's going to be a tough adjustment period because it's just the way it is. And it's not bad. They're consistent both ways with it.
Boo Booey, sideline left, will inbound about 3 minutes into the second half, 38-33 Wisconsin. Booey throws to Hunger. He'll feed Barnheiser high on the right. Whipped it inside. Booey catches low on the right, lays it up and in. He has 18, his first points in a while.
And back-to-back lapses on the defensive end by Wisconsin off his screening actions.
38-35 Wisconsin, 16:48 to play. A.J. Storr on the right side against Barnheiser. Steps back, feeds Crowell at the top. One dribble, takes the hand off to Klesman, gives it up to Blackwell. Left of the circle, a toss for Wall. He'll pass it off to Klesman off the Wall screen, top of the circle. Bounce feed Crowell, six to shoot. Klesman left side, off the wing, whips to Blackwell. Three in the air, left corner is short, no good. Rebound, Luke Hunger of Northwestern.
That ball is now popping on the offensive end right now. It's sticking a little too much.
16:20 to play, 3-point.